The following devotion was part of the Praise and Shine program. You can catch Praise and Shine every Sunday morning, beginning at 8 on Quixie 98.3. There is vast amounts of knowledge that is available right at our fingertips, but sometimes the most important lessons can't be learned online or in a classroom. The son in this story learned the true meaning of work, dedication, and family by examining one of the most important people in his life, his father. A young man went to seek an important position at a large company. He passed the initial interview and went to meet the director for the final interview. The director looked at his resume and asked him, "Have you ever received a scholarship for school?" "No," the man replied. "It was your father who paid for your studies?" "Yes." "Where did your father work?" "My father is a blacksmith." Then the director asked the young man to show him his hands. They were soft and perfect. "Have you ever helped your parents at their jobs?" the director continued. "Never. My parents always wanted me to study and read more books. Besides, he can do the job better than I can." "I have a request for you," said the director. "When you go home today, go and wash the hands of your father, and then come see me tomorrow morning." The young man felt good about the interview. That night, when he returned home, he asked his father if he would allow him to wash his hands. His father felt rather strange about the request, but agreed. The young man washed his father's hands little by little, and it was the first time that he noticed all the wrinkles and the scars of his father's hands. Some bruises on his hands were so painful that his skin shuddered upon being touched. It was the first time that the young man recognized what it meant for this pair of hands to have worked every day to be able to pay for his studies. The bruises on his father's hands were the price that he paid for his children's education and future. After cleaning his father's hands, the young man stood in silence, then began to tidy up his father's workshop. That night, the father and son talked for a long time. The next morning, the young man returned to the director's office. The director noticed the tears in his eyes. "Can you tell me what you did and what you learned yesterday?" he asked the young man. "I washed my father's hands. When I finished, I stayed and cleaned his workshop," he continued. "Now I know what it is to appreciate and recognize that. Without my parents, I would not be who I am today. By helping my father, I now realize how difficult it is to do something on my own. I have come to appreciate the importance and value in helping my family." The director looked at him with an earnest expression. "This is what I look for in my people. I want to hire someone who can appreciate the help of others, a person who knows the hardship of others. You are hired." A child that has been coddled, protected, and usually given what he wants develops a mentality of, "I have the right," and will always put themselves first, ignoring the efforts of their parents. If you are this type of protective parent, are you really showing love, or are we destroying our children? You can give your child a big house, good food, computer classes, watch a big screen TV, but when you're washing the floor or painting the walls, please let them experience this too. After eating, have them wash the dishes with their brothers and sisters. It's not because you have no money to hire someone else to do this. It's because you want to love them the right way. No matter how rich you are, you want them to understand. One day, your hair will be gray like the father of this young man. The most important thing is that your children learn to appreciate the efforts and to experience the difficulties and learn the abilities to work with others. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Thank you for listening to the Praise and Shine devotional. If you need prayer or would like to share praise, please visit our website, wqxe.com/praise. You can also find the Praise and Shine group on Facebook by searching Praise and Shine. God bless.